Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time to go prop shopping.
Joe Ostrowski and J-Rod sitting in for Joe Giglio on this Thursday. Thank you for checking out BetQL Daily. We're here weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on the BetQL Network on Twitter, at BetQL Daily, at BetQL Daily. We're going to go prop shopping in a moment. But J-Rod, I mean, we can't just have all that top-notch information from McDonough and just keep it moving. Like, we can't, we've got to recap everything that he said, like some bets that are worth making there. I'm telling you, I know people are laughing at me today, but I'm telling you, he nailed the draft last year.
Like, yeah,
hit everything under the sun. Here's the thing, and as I was going over some of the picks, and he was talking about the risers and the fallers, and like, yep, the market has moved along with him, that a lot of these things are very, very juiced. But former GM, still connected.
Sure.
Telling you this is what he's hearing. Sometimes it might be worth paying the juice if you think there's a little bit of value there.
Hey, listen, any kind of money coming back is money coming back. That's the way I look at it. I love Jalen Johnson. I think that's a great bet. I love Zaire Williams going over 18.5. I think it's good stuff. And listen, I know he didn't say it. He had Suggs going 4. But man, the last time I saw Jalen Green at number 2, it was quite a healthy number, man. It was quite a healthy number. I think it was like 8-1. I might throw a couple bucks that way just in case. I mean, Green's going 4. I mean, to me, they're kind of interchangeable at 2 and 4. But
okay, he's a heavy favorite at 2 now, Green.
Oh, he moved.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Every day I take a look.
I mean, Suggs. Suggs going to 2 is what I'm saying.
Oh, you think Suggs can go to 2?
Suggs can go to 2.
Oh, wow.
I would love to see that. I might throw a couple, you know, with all the stuff I'm going to get with Jalen Johnson and Zaire Williams, I might hedge and put a little Suggs at 2.
You are right about that. Suggs is plus 800. Jalen Green, the heavy favorite, minus 455 at PointsBet. On the first 4, what he mentioned in exact order, Cunningham, Green, Mobley, and Suggs. That's what McDonough said. That is your favorite just about everywhere.
Yeah.
It seems like it's minus 200. That's what most people are expecting. We had the top 3 last year. That was obvious. The only question was what was going to happen at 4, and then Patrick Williams really changed things up, but that's something McDonough was on. That was paying like plus 600 the morning of the draft. And
juicy.
Moving as we got closer and closer to the draft. So that just you might want to consider that. Risers to recap. You mentioned book night. So I was looking during the break at the book night numbers. Shop around, people. Not the same number everywhere. Mm-hmm. Some spots have 7.5. PointsBet has 7.5. He says he's a riser if you want to bet the under. But other sites have already moved the book night number to 6.5. So you might have an advantage there. Giddy, the number's 10.5. Way juiced to the under at minus 270. And the Moody, 11.5. That's juiced to the under at minus 176. So makes sense there. The Jalen Johnson is interesting. You talked about that. He said he's falling. A lot of the top mock drafters, same thing. They say he's falling. PointsBet has it at 15.5, and I see some other books have already moved it up to 16.5.
Yeah. See, I think it all depends on where Wagner goes. I mean, because obviously I think the dominoes go Mobley, Wagner, and then Jalen Johnson. Because, I mean, I've seen Wagner. A buddy of mine told me that the Cavs were even thinking about going Wagner at 3. You know, Wagner could go if Wagner goes 9 to Sacramento, where I think he's going to go, that could open the door for Johnson at 12 to San Antonio. And that's good. You know what? Keep going higher. I think he's going to be a top 15 guy easily.
McDonough also went out of his way to mention that he loves Mitchell. That over-under is set at 12.5, juiced a little bit to the over. Some of the sites have top 10 bets. You just pick specific players that you think are going to go into top 10. We know the first 4 or 5. It's really about 6 through 10. What's going to happen there? If you think Mitchell's a top 10 bet, he's plus 185.
Yeah, and listen, I've read somewhere that he could go 7 to the Warriors.
Wow.
Which could fit there. I mean, the Warriors have an interesting situation. I mean, I've heard Corey Kisper to the Warriors at 7.
Sure.
You know?
And a lot of people are down on Kispert a bit.
Well, he's the best shooting. He could be the best shooter in the draft. And can you imagine another great shooter in Golden State? I'm not saying that he's going to go 7 there, but the Davion Mitchell is an interesting, and you got to wonder why. You know, what has something come out? Have the GMs spoken? Have meetings not gone well? Why is the guy who was, you know, such a key part of the team that won the national championship not looked up higher? You just got to wonder.
Boy, I mean, the information just changes. One mock draft and these betting markets move so quickly. The other day when we were talking about the draft, Kispert was one of those guys where it looked like he was an overbet, according to some of the NBA insiders. And then you bring him up and you mention him today. Like, no, he's moving up in a lot of mocks. So now he's the hot name. And is that a bunch of GMs trying to throw off the scent?
Right.
Who knows? Who knows? So let's go prop shopping. I don't know. Did you have one there that you love that you did not mention on NBA draft as far as bets, or you want to hit that later?
No, I mean to me it was Zaire Williams. That's the guy that I think the Lakers are going to hit that at 22. You know, maybe he bought some extra, you know, Space Jam movie tickets and stuff, and that's where they're going to get him at 22. I think it's going to be a favorite of LeBron, and they'll take them. So I love it over 18.5 for Zaire.
You watch Space Jam?
I have a child. Yes, I watched.
Same. I watched it too.
Over the weekend. I watched it.
You know, you just.
It was rough.
Yeah. You sounded.
I feel bad for Don Cheadle. I mean, Don Cheadle must have been looking around going, well, it's LeBron. I mean, you know, that's cool.
That was the biggest positive. Like,
yeah.
They pulled Don Cheadle for the
Hotel Rwanda. Hotel Rwanda. Space Jam.
I mean, it's going to go down. There'll be another Space Jam in 20 or 30 years. So why not? Why not be a part of that one? Yeah, look, LeBron was rough. The acting was rough. But, I mean, I knew it was going to be bad. I knew it was going to be terrible. I just – did the kids enjoy it?
And
my kids were engaged. And yours as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was fired up for it. You know, I tried to, hey, let's watch. No, you know what? I got to get up early. Let's watch it tomorrow. Let's watch it. Because you're hoping they forget, you know? But he was locked into this. So we watched it and I hung in. I didn't even fall asleep. It was even money whether I was going to fall asleep. That's what he told me.
Hey, man, look at it like this way, J-Rod. It's a win because nowadays you don't even have to go to the movie theater and spend.
Exactly. Exactly. There's an extra $55 in my pocket right there.
All right, 12 games today, Major League Baseball. We're going prop shopping. K props, home run props. Let's hit them all. If there's anything worth a little dabble here, let's start with the pitchers. Any strikeout props that you like today, J-Rod?
Oh, it's got to be Gerrit Cole, right? Pitching for the Yankees in Tampa, over 8.5. That's easy, right? I mean, I like Tampa in the game, actually, because Gerrit Cole has not pitched well of late, and he hasn't pitched well against the Rays. He's 1-5 in his career against the Rays, but I like the strikeouts. Last I saw, it was 8.5. I think he can get that in 6 innings. So I like Gerrit Cole for the K prop there.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. Too easy. I know. It's chalk, but I like it.
No, it's fine. I mean, it's one of the higher numbers on the board, and the Rays strike out a lot throughout the season. They're near the top as far as strikeout rate, so I can't knock on that bet too much. I was looking at some of the numbers for the matchups against Rays hitters, and I'm going to see if the home run is available because J-Man Choi must be looking around like, what's the problem here? What's the problem? His history against Cole, he's 8-for-12 with 3 homers and 6 extra base hits against one of the best pitchers in baseball. You must be looking around like, well, he ain't so tough. I don't know why you guys struggle so much.
Well, it's funny. I don't know if you remember Dave Campbell used to do Sunday Night Baseball. And I worked with Soup a lot. And Soup's claim to fame, he'd always look at me and be like, J-Rod, I hit a home run off of Bob Gibson and Sandy Koufax. So take that with you, kid. So it happens, man. It happens. You know, I think he had a business card that said that. Home runs off of Bob Gibson and Sandy Koufax. Hey, broken clocks right twice a day. Go get him, G-Man Choi.
Baseball is a funny, funny game. Funny, funny game. So as far as strikeout props, I'm looking at some of the lower numbers. Earlier on in the show, I talked about my love for Ryu. His strikeout number is only 4.5 against Boston. I could see Ryu going over that number. And for an under, I'm looking at Milwaukee and Pittsburgh. I know the Brewers strike out a ton. I understand that. But we've got Chad Kuhl with one of the lowest strikeout rates that you're going to see. I mean, when it's around 10%, I mean, that is on the extreme side.
In this era. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what we have with Kuhl today. And his number, because he's going against Milwaukee, is 5.5. Give me the under 5.5 for Chad Kuhl.
All day. I'm writing that down.
There you go. So I like Kuhl under 5.5. Ryu taking a look at the over 4.5 there. What about home run props? Those are
all right. I gotta go with my squad. I'm focused, laser focused Dodgers Giants. And here's why. Max Muncy kills the Giants. He kills them. He has hit 7 home runs in 13 games against the Giants this year. So I think he's due. He's back from paternity leave. He hasn't hit a homer in a while. I like Max, especially up in the Bay Area. And Justin Turner against Johnny Cueto, 395, 2 home runs, 5 RBIs. I think Justin's got one there. So I would go Justin Turner, and I would go Max Muncy this afternoon up in the Bay.
How do we get my guy Max Muncy some more respect? How do we do that? Because let me tell you,
I love him. I he's my kid's favorite player. Nobody knows about Max Muncy. You know, it's funny. The A's drafted a guy named Max Muncy after releasing Max Muncy those years ago. I think he's great. He plays so many positions, so versatile. He's a steal. He's a steal. He's one of those Andrew Friedman reclamation projects that he may be. I mean, Chris Taylor may be the best, but Max Muncy may be right behind him.
Okay, so we've got the injuries that we've seen in the National League. DeGrom goes down again right after people are starting to talk him up as a possible MVP guy. He's near the top as far as the odds board goes. Not only Cy Young, but also MVP. I don't see any way he's the National League MVP, even though nobody's taking the award right now. And then, of course, there's the Acuna injury. But I have been talking up Muncy for the last month or so.
22 bombs.
A few weeks ago, he was 100-1. To be the National League MVP, and I'm still waiting. Now, sure, Tatis is probably the pick today, but there is a lot of baseball left, and he's got the shoulder. I mean, Muncy, if you're holding 100-1, an 80-1 ticket, I'm holding a couple of those on multiple sites. I feel good about it, but the problem is I need the national media to pump him up because you're right. Not enough of the country knows about Max Muncy. Trey Turner, now he's on the COVID list. Trey Turner is third in WAR. Max Muncy's tied with Trey Turner. Tied with him. So I think you're going to have to toss Trey Turner out of this list. We know Acuna, he's going to be tossed. Right now, I think it's a two-man race between Tatis and Muncy.
Yeah, and it's two West Coast guys.
But Tatis is the guy.
Because Tatis is, he's young, he's sexy, he's hugging Freddie Freeman's kid, he's signing autographs, he's the face of baseball. He's the face of baseball, you know, at least from the National League side of it. I'm with you, but it's going to be Tatis. But again, injury, you're one swing away.
Am I allowed to root for them? Injuries?
Of course you are. Okay. You have a vested interest in your family.
I would be very, very pleased.
Vested interest.
As you would if Max Muncy was named the National League MVP. That'd be awesome. I don't know. I probably need the Dodgers to get the best record. No, like they're going to have to go on a tear.
I still think the Giants are going to fade. I still think they're going to fade.
Really?
I'm not buying it. I know I'm talking as a Dodger fan and an anti-Giants, but I think the Dodgers are just too good. Dodgers just got to get right. They just got to get right. They just, you know, Bellinger's been hurt. Seager's been hurt. They're short a starting pitcher and they're doing all this, and they're still pretty damn good. Imagine when they get healthy.
What?
And they've got you know, a gasoline tank out there they bring out to the mound to close every night. So it's,
yeah, he's brutal. Are they going to treat the deadline like they're not going to have Bauer?
No, I think Bauer's done. I think they've pulled his merchandise from the souvenir shops. I think he's done. He's all done. And I think what's interesting is when you see that teammates haven't come out in support of, not support, but haven't come out, hey, we hope he gets through this, or you know what, he's an important part of our team. Radio silence about Trevor Bauer. So that tells you everything you need to know. I think they've moved on, but knowing Andrew Friedman a little bit, you know, I've heard Craig Kimbrell.
Scherzer.
I can see this guy getting Ian Kennedy too, by the way, who would be cheap. 30 saves at one point. Trust me, that is as Andrew Friedman a move as you can get. And Kenley Jansen's still the horse, man. And their bullpen's okay, but trust me, I hear Kimbrel, I hear Scherzer. I can see Ian Kennedy pulling up to Dodger Stadium saying, hi, everybody. Where's my locker?
As a Cubs guy, it's amazing that we're having these conversations about Kimbrel because last year he was so bad. But right. Yeah, he's a big chip right now, big chip. A home run prop that I like, a guy that is cashed plenty of home run prop tickets for me this season. I know it may not sound like it makes a ton of sense because I like Ryu today, but Devers is plus 430 to hit a homer.
He's Ryu is a bomb.
30? That's a ridiculous number for him. I love it. I love it. Give me Devers at plus 430 for a home run prop there. We know Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Packer for the 2021 NFL season, but which Rodgers player props should you take a look at? We're going to break that down next. J-Rod is in for Joe Giglio. Keep it locked on BetQL Daily from BetQL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.